Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. I'm Jeff Gamet. Today is Friday, August 15th, 2014. And with me today, I have Burton Miller. And just so all you guys know, we are doing a little experiment today because, you know, it's fun to kind of mix things up every now and then and see what works. And Burton wrote a pretty cool editorial for us yesterday, and I thought it would be kind of neat to dive into that a little bit and get some more insight. So, Burton, thank you for joining me today. It's really great to have you here.
Good to talk to you too, Jeff. Appreciate the opportunity.
And I appreciate you making the time to be here. So I know who you are, but it's remotely possible that there's some other people out there that don't know who you are. So how about telling me a little bit about who you are and what you do?
I'm a co-founder of Roost, which is a push notification technology for websites. Currently, we're at the very end of our Y Combinator experience, and we can talk a little bit about that if people don't know what that is. This week, or beginning of next week, my background is software development for the last 25 years or so. Although I did start developing software as a child on the Atari 16K when I was 12 years old.
Wow, I've had
a lot of a tremendous variety of background. Missile systems for Lockheed, software tools for MetroWorks, which used to be the Mac development tools. Ported Java to another OS, to a BOS, which is kind of a cool environment. Enterprise software, mobile software, both iOS and Android. So I've done a lot of different things over the years.
That's really cool. And it was actually awesome to hear you toss out so many names that I remember from years gone by, but haven't heard for quite a while. You know, like MetroWorks and BOS, and that was really cool. Yeah. So this piece that you wrote for us, a really great editorial. So thank you very much for doing that.
Sure, no problem.
I thought it was really cool. What you did in the piece was you dove into this whole thing with push notifications moving from a mobile device only sort of thing to our desktops. And of course, that's part of what Roost handles, is getting those push notifications out to our desktops. And so tell me a little bit about what's in the piece, because not everyone will have read it yet. So this will be like the primer before we dive in deeper.
Sure. So I think we're just trying to help people become aware of how I'll start with how mobile notifications have evolved first, because mobile notifications really became a useful tool in 2009. Prior to that, we had developed in some of our mobile apps technologies that allowed you to do it prior to the actual real push notifications. So, for instance, I developed Android apps that used polling mechanisms on the back end to simulate true push notifications prior to 2009. But in 2009 is when they really sort of hit and became useful. And over the last several years, there's been a lot of evolution of the space, primarily in how notifications are used, not in the technology itself. Just now, Apple's beginning to sort of evolve the push notification technology on mobile more. But up until now, people are just sort of understanding how important and how the sort of tricks of the trade to get people to use your app more. Because a lot of times people want to use your app or go to your product or your site more, but they, you know, they're busy people. And so to get them back at the right time in the right place is sort of critical for how a lot of apps function. And now that technology is moving sort of to the desktop, and Safari is kind of leading the way. And that's what we were kind of talking about in the article there.
Now in the desktop environment, you said Safari's leading the way. So that has me wondering if push notifications for our desktops and laptop computers is limited right now to being platform specific, meaning you can push it to me in Safari or maybe Firefox on the Mac, but can you do the same on Windows? How does that work?
Well, I'm going to start with the fact there's the W3C standard, and W3C is the committee, the international committee that develops web standards. So years ago, they started working on a push notification standard for, the web. And Firefox and or Mozilla and Google and IE are all sort of adhering to that standard, but as a slow-moving process. And just now, it's sort of becoming real. Well, Apple, in typical Apple fashion, sort of jumped the gun and said, yeah, that standard's great, but we're going to make something that looks really nice, and we don't really care. I mean, I'm paraphrasing what I sort of the Apple attitude. Obviously, they didn't.
No, I'm assuming that this is a direct quote.
So, yeah, so that's right.
I'm taking notes.
Yeah, so they made something that works really well and is a really good first shot at notification on the desktop. It's only Safari. It's only Macs. It's about 4% of the market. The web market, not counting mobile. They do not currently support it on mobile. I'm hoping they do very soon because this isn't just about mobile versus desktop. This is about web versus app. And that's one of the key sort of things to take away from this discussion, although we might want to get into that a little later. So right now, to answer your question, Safari only, although there are alternatives to get push notifications in Google and Firefox if you are willing to accept a sort of substandard user experience. Like on Google, you can, we tried a bunch of these things, experimented with them. You can create an extension, but it requires two or three clicks and an installation of an extension. And those processes deter user adoption. So Safari's opt-in, because this is all opt-in technology, all opt-in, the median is 15%. And it can get as high as 40 or even 50 in certain circumstances for the right site. Whereas the opt-in experience with a Google extension, our experiments show that it was less than 2% in the user experience that we experimented with, the sort of most straightforward way, just because it's more clicks and it's more stuff for the user to wade through. So these newer technologies based on the W3C standard should alleviate that and be closer to the Safari experience. I really rambled there, so yeah, sorry about that.
No, that's okay. You had me riveted. So it sounds like right now it's kind of a thing about how do developers find the balance between getting information out to their audience in a relevant way without going too far and hitting them with information overload.
That is true. So if you're talking about the use of the technology, we have best practices that we recommend at Roost, and we talk to, since this is early days, we talk to people and write things in on our site to help people. If you're talking about the Safari notifications and the way that Chrome and Firefox will work in the future, then the sort of recommendations that we have as far as best practices go are, if you have a site where there's a tremendous amount of content that people are really interested in that updates every day, Mac Observer is a good example. Also a good example would be sports news. If someone's an enormous sports fan for the Cardinals and they're signed up for notifications from the Cardinals blog, then they don't mind getting 5, 6, 8 messages a day. If you're an e-commerce site and you're using this technology, you probably shouldn't send people messages more than a couple of times a week, and they should be extremely relevant. So relevancy is really the key to this channel, because it sort of lies somewhere between email and Twitter in its sort of use and effect, if that makes sense.
Yes, yes. And okay, so as I'm looking at the differences for the way I use push notifications on my iPhone and iPad versus my desktop, I'm curious what your perspective is on how useful push technology is on both platforms, and how people are perceiving that Are they perceiving it as the same type of notification, or are they looking for different types of information? Did I totally put you on the spot there?
No, you didn't. No, not at all. So I think push notifications, we've done a bunch of work on mobile with push notifications too. So that's where we started working on it. So I think with mobile, it's similar in the sense that you want to get them back to your app on mobile, and you want to get people back to your site on the web. So in both cases, you're trying to offer people relevant reasons to want to spend more time on your app or on your site. And on mobile, people have just the last couple of years really optimized that so that we work with Epic Games and their Infinity Blade properties. And with them, they have come up with these boss challenges, I think they're called, where they sort of try to involve the entire community of Infinity Blade 2 and Infinity Blade 3 players that require them to all play at the same time to actually achieve these goals. So these are things that they wouldn't even be able to do without push notifications. So they're taking it a few steps beyond just communicating with people and bringing them back to making it part of the experience itself. And that is probably, we'll see more of that kind of out-of-the-box thinking in the desktop notification space too in the next year or two as people become more comfortable with this channel. I think that initially it might not quite look like that, but it will very soon.
So a tool that a lot of companies can use if they figure out a way to effectively do this as a very powerful engagement system for their viewers or their customers.
And the two key words we use when we talk about push notifications are engagement and audience. So you are building an audience and maintaining the attention of that audience, and at the same time, or you can think of it as keeping a tighter engagement with the people that you're with your audience. So yeah, I think that's pretty accurate.
Cool. Okay. Now, we are getting close to being out of time, but it's okay. We still have a couple more minutes. I wanted to go back to something you said a few minutes ago, where you said that there's a difference between web versus app for push notifications. And I'd like to hear more about that.
And I actually think that's the most interesting aspect of what's happening in the next few months, is that Apple may have created the first version of this for everyone to use, the Safari desktop notifications. But the W3C standards does not differentiate between mobile and desktop web. And ultimately, we know Chrome and Firefox, because we're talking to those guys every week, they're developing their mobile solutions for the websites simultaneous with the desktop versions. And IE will just follow along with whatever Chrome and Firefox do. They're not to insult them or anything. They're just a little more conservative in their approach. I'm not sure exactly when or how Apple will do it, but my prediction is that within the next few months, Apple also will do something similar. It may not look exactly like what Chrome and Firefox do, but websites need this engagement tool as much or more than apps do. And a secondary effect of that will be that many people who are sort of forced to develop apps now to have this tight engagement can then use the sort of superior technology. Like the websites on mobile have come a long ways in the last 5-6 years, and now you can develop a really nice website, whereas an app may not even be appropriate for you. It may be too expensive or just a duplicate effort for you. Many people will quit developing apps and just develop sort of really nice websites, web experiences for desktop and mobile. And maybe they should, you know, certain classes of apps will always be popular: games, utility apps, social apps. But it might sort of, just like on your computer, on your desktop computer, you know, you use the web for a huge variety of things, but you still use Photoshop, you still use Microsoft Word, you still use a number of other apps that are appropriate. But the web has sort of taken over a big chunk of what you do on your regular day-to-day. And I think it'll be the same on mobile.
All right. And so really right now, it sounds to me like we have a strong platform for push notifications through Apple, and and that the other platforms we're looking at, like Windows and Android, it's maybe not as cohesive, or am I misinterpreting that?
So the Apple platform, Apple has provided a way to do notifications on mobile and desktop web. So they're the first innovators in both spaces, really. Windows and Windows Phone and Android provide a really nice experience on mobile only. Very soon on Android and iOS, you're going to see Android, iOS, and OS X, and Windows, you're going to see these web notifications that work everywhere through Firefox and Chrome, and eventually Apple will also provide the mobile experience. So we're just going to see a complete shift in the next 3 to 6 or 7 months of web notifications being available everywhere for everybody. So people who focus their business on their website are going to have a fantastic new channel of communication that's available to them that they just don't, that has been sort of relegated to mobile apps to this point. But it isn't there yet. It's Apple only right now, unless you want to go through some sort of extra steps on Chrome, and you can do something similar on Firefox as well. But it's just not the kind of user experience that's effective. So it will be, though, very soon. I mean, these guys are working hard on it. I mean, the guys at Mozilla and Google are killing it. And the guys at IE, they're going to follow along pretty quick. We've talked to them a couple times. They're eager to do it. They just they're just a little bit more conservative in their thinking. That's all.
I like to think of it as they want someone to show them the way.
I don't want to say. Yeah, they're something like that.
Yeah. All right, we are out of time. Thank you so much for joining me, and I know so much more about the whole push notification world now than I did 15 minutes ago. So I really appreciate that. Thank you for joining me today.
All right. Thanks so much, Jeff.
And for everyone that's listening, this is Burton Miller, and I'll have a link to his editorial in the show notes. And everyone have a wonderful weekend.